At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Show on the road today. We are at Franklin Music Hall for tonight's lottery party as the Sixers' next 10 years directly affected by ping pong balls tonight, which we all have a support system here tonight.
Sure.
Right? If it goes well, it's joy. It's like you won the championship. If it goes poorly, at least we're around everybody else. And then on the road tomorrow for the Surfside Invitational at Ramblewood, I'm just going to tease this. Might have a new outfit.
Nice. Ah,
might have gone shopping.
Yeah. You kind of like the golf outfits, huh?
This is what I'm going to say.
Golf attire.
It looks pretty good on me, I think.
There you go. You did not look bad. You look good. Yeah.
I looked in the mirror. I was like, I could pull this off.
Yeah.
You know?
I got a new outfit yesterday, too.
Oh, God. We're all styling.
That's never good.
No, listen. I might change my old color scheme up.
Oh, really?
Hey, I'm usually a khakis man.
Yeah.
I've mixed in some green shorts this year.
Oh, you're going to be like Payne Stewart?
Not like Payne Stewart.
Okay.
Not like Payne Stewart, but it might have gone a little crazy. Might have gone a little crazy.
You stepped out there a little
bit. Yeah, you know me.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Jackie, baseball, what is the count on the Twitter question as of now?
Yeah, well, listen, obviously.
You weren't looking.
Wasn't looking, but yeah. I have it now, ready to go. Don't yell at me. I know it's
yelling.
Yep.
I've handled myself pretty well once the show started.
I'm trying. To break you, but I'll get there.
Yep.
Do you expect the Eagles offense to take a step forward in 2025?
Okay.
Yes or no?
What do you think, Ike? I know what my guess is.
Well, they're going to say yes.
Yeah, but not.
Oh, well, let me guess. Let me go 58%.
That's
okay. Well, 68% say yes.
68%. Okay. Well, that's almost 70%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's still
some dissension in the ranks, but yeah. I would have guessed 58 is where I would have put it as well. 68 is pretty confident. That's a lot of people.
It is pretty confident, yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. John in Abington. You're on WIP. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, John.
What's up, John?
So, considering the lottery, like I just happened to go on CBS Sports, and it says that the Sixers are the luckiest of pulling the lottery pick. It says,
what does that mean?
Luck tracking holds where flag-headed Philadelphia 76ers, by two of our three metrics, the Sixers were far and away the luckiest team in a lottery history.
Good.
Well, good. One more day. That's all I ask. One more lottery. Yeah. All the metrics that actually matter, though, are the actual numbers. This isn't something that the past actually matters on. It could make us feel better, but what matters is what happens in that private room. And people do know before it's revealed. Now, I don't think Daryl knows. I don't think.
No.
Yeah, but there is a representative from each team.
May he rest in peace. But Mutombo knew.
Well, we just got to bring Pat Croce back, though.
Yeah. Well, Mutombo, you remember Mutombo congratulated the Sixers on winning the lottery before the lottery was
in the middle of the day
on Twitter. Yeah.
And we all had to pretend like, is that real? Because it can be.
It was 2016. It was real.
Do you remember that?
You remember that?
Pat Williams, yes.
I think Pat Williams pulled out a lottery pick too, didn't he?
Pat Croce won. Yeah, the Iverson lottery.
And no, Pat Williams too.
Oh, Pat Williams.
Did he win? He had the Sean Bradley lottery.
No, that was number two.
Oh, you mean when they won the lottery?
Well, that wasn't good.
No, we don't have a ton of luck at two. We've had Evan Turner.
That was back in the line of days.
Good player.
Good
league.
We had Evan Turner. We had Sean Bradley. I'm trying to think. The Sixers lottery picks, it's not like a great list.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a Sherrone Wright lottery pick.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Yeah, Sherrone Wright.
Yeah, like not a great list.
Yeah, I mean, Fultz, Okafor, Buzz Embiid, great. Ben, great.
Yeah.
I mean, as of my lifetime, that's pretty much.
And Iverson.
Iverson, yeah.
Okay, so Ike, told you about a possible Eagles trade.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really, it's just thinking out loud. Derek Carr retires, New Orleans Saints.
Yes.
And, you know, they drafted a quarterback this year. Of course, they have big YouTube big board star Spencer Rattler in there.
There you go.
But do you think that it is a possibility that Kellen Moore might be interested in trading for McKee? And, you know, you have to make a decision of Tanner McKee at some point. You basically have 2 years to make a choice because he can be a free agent. You have this year and the next season, and the Eagles just draft Kyle McCord.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a price that you would say that would interest you from the Saints from a draft pick perspective for Tanner McKee? Would a three get it done?
I'm going to surprise you.
Yeah.
Unless they're giving me a second, no.
Really?
Yep. Here's why.
Okay.
For this year, primarily, you want to get to the offseason and think about moving on from Tanner McKee once you know he's in his final year or what have you. Okay. But this year, in a back-to-back sort of scenario where you're trying to get back to the title game, I'd rather have Tanner McKee than the other two guys that are on his roster right now. If I had to miss Jalen for a game or two or what have you, I'd rather have Tanner McKee. He's been here 3 years now. He knows the players. Even though it was some, you know, not necessarily high leverage situations at the end of the year last year where he had to go in there and play, I still like his makeup. He doesn't go out there and he's fumbling all over himself and stumbling all over himself. Seems to know where to go with the football. The players seem to love him as a backup quarterback. So I like that part of it. Big kid I think he has a little moxie to him. With a little bit of moxie to him. If it wasn't the Eagles in this type of situation where I'm trying to win another title, I'd be okay with it. I just think he's too important to us to have, if something were to happen with Jalen, to give away a couple of games just for a third-round pick. Like, what am I going to do with a third-round pick?
Right. Draft another quarterback?
Yeah.
Like
what am I going to do with third
round pick? I agree with you. Even though I like McCord, yeah. I don't want my backup quarterback to be a rookie.
Yes.
I just don't want a rookie backup quarterback
Thompson
on a team
Robinson's
that has to.
Robinson's here.
Yeah.
He's here.
They wouldn't have drafted McCord if they thought a lot of
exactly.
him.
Yeah,
well, what did they think of Tanner McKee then?
They know
they may lose McKee at some point.
Yeah, so then get the pick while you
can. No. You need a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
In the 17-game season, a quarterback that has been hurt at the end of every year, and a quarterback who runs, you know, like you need – I just think you say one or two games.
That's what I'm saying.
I count on I always say I want somebody who in four games is not going to ruin the season. For
right.
me. And can Tanner McKee, depending on what those four games are, go 2-2 or 3-1?
Right.
100% I think he can. And I wouldn't even do it for a two, to be honest with you.
Oh, come on.
A two would be tempting. It'd be hard for me to pass up on a two.
No.
Here's why from the Saints, because that's going to be a high two.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But that doesn't help me this year.
It's basically a first-round pick.
But that doesn't help me this year.
It's a backup quarterback.
Okay. I know it's a backup quarterback, but
that we need.
Maybe.
Well, if we didn't have a backup quarterback last year,
or
maybe
17.
What would they have done in last year?
Well, I don't know. Fine. Maybe Jalen missed what, two games?
Yes.
Like maybe we miss. Maybe we
Well, you could have certainly lost the number two seed.
Sure.
Well,
then what happens? Then you're on the road for a playoff game.
And they had two quarterbacks that could run the system perfectly fine. And it's not like McKee.
But what? One was a vet.
Are you talking about because of Kenny Pickett?
Kenny Pickett was fine.
Yeah, was he great? No. But he was fine. People forget the broken ribs game with Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, but you had Pickett. They don't have a Pickett sitting around on this roster.
I agree.
DTR.
No.
DTR.
Stop it. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy win the lottery Monday, man.
There we go.
Hey, Chris.
What up, Chris?
We're going to win it. Rig it. Rig it.
I like that.
Rig it. They got to rig it. We when we had Maury on the podcast, we said, are you telling Josh Harris to maybe call the league office and rig it? Coy smile.
He can't answer
that. No, no. We like putting him in that position, though.
A lot of good things that can go on with this. First of all, you know, I think Blue Chew will get an uptake in their stretch of their dollars with a lot of planting of flags going on.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
More importantly, though,
not at half mast, right?
Yep. Well, listen. More importantly,
full staff.
Spike and Jack, the delegation will grow, and
the delegation?
We're not just talking about delegation is going to grow. And we're not just talking about Blue Chew tonight. All right,
hey,
so that's really, really important. But
it's important that we have more white guys.
Wow.
Yep. It is.
Is that where we are?
You need a little extra length, you know.
All right. Okay. All right. Get on to your thing.
Well. All right, let's move over to this cowgirl thing that we're opening our series with and season with, and I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them because the team hasn't been relevant during most of their fan base's lifetime. They get to ride our coattails. They get to see what a real winning franchise looks like. They get to see what the Lombardi looks like. And, you know, guys like flight attendant Jim that haven't seen a Super Bowl since he was a kid playing with, like, toy trays and beverage carts get to see what a Super Bowl contender really looks like. And that's what I'm happy for them. We get to open the season with a win. It's good all around. I mean, no?
I think it's good. Yeah, I mean, I'm not so sure. I'm not putting it into the world that we're opening the season with a win. I'm not like...
There's a preview of September 3rd.
Yeah. Well, I'm just
September 4th.
What do we think the line is on that game?
Seven. Five? It's seven already.
Oh, seven. So my guess was going to be 5.5. Yeah. All right, seven. Yeah.
Guys, can I put out something on the airwaves though? Can we find out, Spike, what the hell is going on with your boss there, Rod Lincoln? Is he off on another vacation or something?
I don't know. Why? Is he coming tonight? I left a pass for him. Is he going to come?
Come on.
All right.
Is it free?
He has to get back home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He has to get back home. What? Is one time a week? Is one week a year at home?
Is it spelled F-R-E-E?
What do you mean? What's the problem?
This guy's got two jobs to do right now, and I need him to lock in. All right? He's got to get the WIP games scheduled and set up with Jack and Mr. Softgrinds.
Yep.
And he's got to set up the push-up contest that you've been doing.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ducking with Hugh because, you know, of ailing back
excuses. And
Hugh
is getting stronger from everything I've heard.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting weaker because I'm scared to do push-ups in my neighborhood now because I'm scared somebody's going to videotape me because you guys put a bounty on it.
Yeah. You're getting bullied by neighborhood kids.
I need Rod to lock in.
I need Rod to lock in too. Thank you for the call, Chris. When is DeCamera versus Fritz actually happening?
Were you successful in you were trying to get that asked out of the Barrett Sports Media thing last week? Do you know if that was asked?
I don't know. Barrett told me he was going to bring it up.
Okay.
So I haven't watched the video of it, but Barrett told me he was going to bring it up.
Yeah. I can only imagine how red his face got.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Furious at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says all the time, I'm becoming more and more talent every time. Prickly.
We all
a little
see
prickly.
It.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling it. Speaking of prickly.
Wow. That's
sex.
A good transition into the Blue Chew.
It is a good segue.
Yep. You know, how about tonight? Let's think about tonight.
They get Cooper Flagg.
You're coming back from the lottery party. They get the pick. Say they get number one. You want to celebrate. Well, if you keep a Blue Chew in the car, maybe 10 minutes from home, pop that sucker in there, you're ready to celebrate.
You get home?
Yeah.
Bang.
Yep. Give her the look.
Give her a wink.
Yep. A little wink.
Say, hey, this isn't the only lottery we're going to win tonight.
Yep. Send a text message with the winky emoji.
What?
You know?
I guess there is that emoji.
There's a winking emoji.
What about the purple one?
No.
Blue Chew's the way you want to go.
Well, unless you're trying to say it's demon time. You put the demon on there, the purple demon.
Oh, yeah. It could be purple demon. Could be purple demon. Look, all you have to do is go onto the website. Go to BlueChew.com. Our message to you is get a first month free, see how it works for you. Because my gut tells me once you see how it works in that first month, your gut's going to be telling you, keep the prescription. Don't you dare, Ike. We keep that right there.
Yep.
We keep it right there.
Yeah.
We're keeping that right there. Yep. I see Ike laughing. Yep. We're going to keep it right there. God. The same active ingredients as Levitrin, Staxin, and Cialis, and Viagra. Mm. Just go to BlueChew.com.
Yep.
It's chewable. It's cheaper because it's made and shipped right here in the U.S.
No tariffs.
No tariffs at all.
Can I let you two guys in on a little bit of secret?
Yeah.
It's a good weekend.
What? NFL.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Everybody's happy.
Wish I had the Ike snarl sounder.
Yep.
Got to let the big dog eat. Yep.
We're going to get you your first month for free.
I was wondering why you're in such a good mood today, Ike, you know?
Yep. You are in a good mood.
I feel light on my feet.
Yep.
Can't relate.
You're not going to have to go to the doctor. You just go to BlueChew.com. You're not going to have to wait in line in the pharmacy. They're going to send you everything in a discreet and
hard package.
First month free on the WIP Afternoon Show. Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. All you got to do is pay for the shipping, like $5, and then you will be ready to
chew it and do it.
Chew it! Do it!
There he is. Look at that grin from Ike.
Yep.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
I've still managed that Renee still has not heard one of these commercials yet.
Oh, she hasn't?
Nope.
I don't think
Val. She knows about them, though.
Sure. Oh,
She's heard about them.
Well, Val knows about them, too, and she's in the area now. But I'm finding out, even in the area, she still doesn't listen to me on the radio. As it turns out, it had nothing to do with living in North Jersey. It just has to do with she hears me
enough. She hears you enough.
Enough.
That's exactly what it is.
Yep. I talk at home. She's not a big talker, so I just yap away. Brian in Maryland, you're on WIP.
Before I comment, Spike, can you make Mike wear the Fitbit while they announce the picks?
Yeah, so we were earlier this year on the pod, the team sucked, so we never did it. Mike got a Fitbit so he could monitor his pulse during Sixers games and see how high it would go. I hope he's wearing it. I would love to see his pulse as the lottery begins. I will check in on him. I didn't see it on his wrist, but if it is, we will get a pulse update after the lottery.
Okay, that's incredible. All right, my main comment is this. And I want to hear what you guys think. I don't understand how the number 2 and 3 pick were on the same team, and that team was awful in college. Like, that's why I'm thinking you keep Cooper Flagg, you move the 2 and 3. I just don't understand how they could be that bad.
Oh, you're talking about the Rutgers kids, yeah.
Yeah, you had two out of the number two and number three player in the country, and you guys weren't good.
Yeah, I mean, that's that whole, you know, Ben being the number one pick, and he couldn't even get his team in a tournament.
Fultz
the same way. I believe in that, too. I mean, it doesn't tell the whole story. Listen, I didn't watch a lot of Rutgers basketball. It is hard for me to believe how you don't make the tournament with the number two and number three overall pick in the draft.
Well, and people kept telling me, well, the rest of their team was trash. I was like, okay, but still.
Yeah, it's
if you have two top five lottery picks, you should win 19 games.
You should win 19, 20 games with two NBA caliber players.
Yes,
on your
that's
team.
What I'm saying. And they were under 500. It raises my
fire that coach. I don't even know who it is.
Well, it raises
is
my
Eddie George though.
It raises my antenna a little bit, but also college basketball is just like feels like it's never mattered less to the players. Like it really doesn't. They're going there for a year because they have to. They're going whoever pays them the most money. Like I think it puts them in a. I'm not saying a bad situation, but I'm like.
But I'll say this though.
Winning doesn't matter.
And I'll say this, Duke had went through some mediocre years. Coach K has retired.
Yep.
Right. I look at that Duke team. That's not a. I mean, it's a. It was a nice team, but it, you know,
it wasn't loaded.
I think Cooper Flagg coming in and doing what he did, that shows you about his greatness and impact of others. And you got two of those guys. I mean, well, Duke had three guys. I do see that now. They had three guys. That
yeah,
the, top
the center and yeah, Canopo.
Canopo.
Yeah,
Canubo, whatever.
Yeah, whatever
is.
It is.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I would still have to take them, but. The antennas are raised on the Rutgers kids.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Brian. I'm just, at this point, until I dig in, I'm taking I'm taking KOC's word for it on Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
I'm taking Mike's word for it on Dylan Harper. Okay. And after that, it just seems like it's
okay.
It's just, it's wide open.
Yeah. I'm taking your word on both of them.
Yeah.
I've seen Cooper Flagg, but I had that Dylan Harper.
I'm not watching Rutgers.
I'm watching Rutgers.
I didn't watch Duke. I watched one Duke game this year. 215-592-9494. Luke in Lancaster, you're on WIP. What's up, Luke?
Yo, what's up? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Luke.
What's up, Luke?
The Sixers draft lottery tonight. I want to know how long you guys think not getting, like, if they don't get a top five pick, I do think they'll get a top five pick, but if they don't, how long are they screwed for?
Well, they better win. they better be good the next couple of years. I don't think they're screwed. I think they're in for a team that is highly leveraged contractually on older players who didn't play last year. I think they're in pretty decent shape. I think Maxey is young and he's really good. McCain is young and he's really good. They own most of their firsts, and they also have two Clipper firsts coming up. So if they're forced to rebuild, I think they are in a better situation to rebuild, thank you for the call, Luke, than most teams would be. The only trouble that you're going to have is what are you doing with – I think this year you could trade Paul George and just get off of it and not have to pay a pick.
Yeah.
Embiid, I don't know. If it doesn't work out for Embiid this year, it might be one of those things where you just see – they don't want to trade a pick, so they just have him sitting on their salary cap for the next 3 years as they work it out. But I don't think they're screwed. I just think they're in way better position if they get the pick, but I don't think they're screwed if they don't.
They don't get it, right?
Yeah. Just like think about a team rebuilding that has Maxey, has McCain when he got hurt last year was the favorite to win Rookie of the Year, has all but one of their own picks, and have the two Clipper picks. I don't know. It's not a bad situation to be in.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, McCain certainly looked much better than I anticipated him.
Way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't even a fan of the pick when they made it.
No.
He quickly turned me into a fan in a month and a half.
Just seeing him in summer league, I was like, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
And preseason, too. And then he just exploded.
Yeah, he had that six-week run there where he was like the talk of the early NBA.
It feels like McCain was a Sixer 2 years ago.
That's how long it's been,
You're
right. It feels so long since he's been here.
By the way, for all the Sixers screw-ups, getting McCain at 16, getting Maxey at 21.
Yeah, 21, yeah.
Pretty good picks.
Oh, yeah.
Edwards is definitely a rotation guy, was an undrafted free agent. Even Bona, when he finally got...
I like Bona, yeah.
When he finally got minutes at the end of the year, they've done pretty well that way. So I think they're... By the way, Cindy's shoes, like...
They're outrageous.
God bless her.
Yeah.
Oh, boots on the ground.
We hear them. You can hear Cindy coming down. We can hear you. No, it's no big deal. We can hear you coming down the hallway because you
got
the boots.
Yeah, the ground.
You hear the clicking.
I was gonna wear something similar.
You were.
You're gonna
wear your cowboy boots.
Decided against it.
Yeah,
but not tonight.
Would have been awkward if you and Cindy wore your boots at the same time.
I gotta say.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure how it was gonna turn out, but the delegation has moved over to the cowboy boots with the hats and
the really?
Outfits. Yes, they have.
Actually, thank you, Beyonce. Now,
I was going to say that. Was that
I think that was a Beyonce thing. Like I said, I was not in favor of this in the beginning, but it seems like it's...
Are you going to do it?
No. I'm too old, but I don't mind looking at it on TikTok. I see a lot of the line dancing on TikTok. and we've infiltrated.
You know, I think actually
we're in there now with our cowboy outfits.
It's normally the delegation influencing our style.
Yeah,
I do think we've had two things that have influenced the other way. Skinny jeans started with us.
Yep.
And they infiltrated.
I definitely hate y'all for that.
Sorry.
Yep.
And then the cowboy stuff.
Yeah.
It
has worked.
This is us all getting. Look at the harmony.
This is what I'm talking about. Harmony.
This is harmony.
All it took was for Beyonce to make a terrible country song.
Yep. Whole album.
Oh, I'm sorry, Beehive. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Album.
Don't.
Yeah. Album.
Tweet it out.
Tongue in cheek. Don't come at me.
Tweet it out. Jack, what is coming up in the top five at five?
Well, I had a conversation this morning.
With who?
And it reminded me of the toughest guys for me to have conversations with.
Yeah.
That's different.
Okay.
Toughest guys for you to have conversations with.
Okay.
I don't even know where he's going with this.
Yep.
That is
me
coming,
either, really.
Yep. That is coming up next. We're at Franklin Music Hall for the lottery party. Doors open in 10 minutes. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Spike's nervous.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.